Starbucks Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shake and Espresso. Made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. It's an icy crisp sip you can enjoy all autumn long. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Yes, Mafia Monday. Mafia Monday. Let's go.
Well, what is going on, everybody? Welcome. Welcome into Mafia Monday here on the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Network. I'm your host. I'm the voice of the Overreaction Sports Network. I'm the host of Mafia Monday. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller. Wired, the Buffalo Bills dropped a heartbreaker of a football game yesterday, Sunday in Orchard Park, 33-30 to the Minnesota Vikings in overtime, a game that was all but in hand. The Bills had a 17-point lead, I think, with like 3 or 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the defense, there's a lot of places to place this blame. There's a lot of places that you can point the finger. There's a lot of people coaching. There's a lot of people that want to blame Josh Allen. But for me, I'm putting this on the defense. When you look at what that defense allowed to happen in the second half, not being able to make a mistake, touchdown, turnover on downs. Yes, they did turn it over on downs, but it was on the Buffalo Bills' 1 yard line, and then a field goal to win it. For me, a lot of the blame goes to the defense. Meanwhile, the reality is obviously, teams win and lose as a team. The offense didn't help. Josh Allen didn't help with his turnovers, and the coaching didn't help necessarily either. The good news is this. So when you're looking at highlights, when you're looking at, I'm all up in my feels, Joe. It's Mafia Monday. I'm all up in my feelings. I'm really just kind of I'm concerned. I feel like the season's over. I feel like this is trash. I feel like the coaching needs to change. I feel like people better get healthy. I feel like something's wrong with Josh. This is where the rubber meets the road. Listen to me. The season is officially halfway over. We've got 9 games in the books. The Bills are 6-3. Yes, they are third in the AFC East officially right now. They are not out of the playoffs, but they are third in the AFC East. What do we know about the Buffalo Bills? This team has struggled the last several years in the middle of the season. They come out hot, and then they kind of find this lull. They hit the skids, right? In the middle of the season, and they figure out a way to put it all together, and they come out with a great sense of urgency, and they usually get hot, and that leads them into the playoffs. Now, 2 years ago, it took them to the AFC Championship game. Last year, it took them to the divisional round against the Chiefs. They lost both of those games to the Chiefs. But this is a team that gets hot at the right moment. This is a team that can figure it out. This is a team that's going to be getting healthy soon. This is a team that is going to put it together. Do not lose hope, Bills Mafia. Do not jump off the bandwagon. Do not jump off a cliff yet. There's a lot of football to be played. But even with that, as I tell you that this is a team that can pick it up. This is a team that can do great things going forward. The reality is in order for them to do that, they're going to have to stop playing half-to-half football. Well, Joe, what is half-to-half football? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. I played a good half. I played a bad half. I played a good half in the first half. Played a bad half in the second half. Lost. I played a bad half in the first half. I played a good half in the first half. Or second half, rather. And maybe squeaked out a win or lost. This is a football team, like every football team, that cannot put itself in a situation where it's making unforced errors, beating itself, fumbling the football on the 1 yard line, being recovered for a touchdown, giving up an 81 yard touchdown run to a team that you held completely in check on the ground for the entire football game, except for one 81 yard run for a touchdown. Bad interceptions in the red zone. Untimely fumbles, untimely penalties. This is a team, like every team, that has to put full games together. If they put full games together, if they stop playing half-to-half football, they're going to be just fine. But I get it. I understand it. Bills Mafia is all up in their feels, and I've got the tweets for you. I've got the tweets, and Bills Mafia was not short of emotion. They were not short of feelings, and they were not short of words after this football game. So buckle up, settle in. It's Mafia Monday. Let's get to the reading of the tweets. I sent out a tweet on the Overreaction Buff, at Overreaction Buff Twitter handle. And I've got to expand my window a little bit here. And effectively, I said the Bills lose a game today. They had in hand in overtime. How you feeling, Bills Mafia? Reading your tweets live at 8 p.m. on the Overreaction postgame show. Buckle up, Bills Mafia, because there's a lot of these. So, yeah, you guys are all up in your feels after this football game, both good and bad. C-Dubs at Chriswell73, decisions. A few bad decisions by the coaching staff and those two red zone picks thrown by Josh Allen to force the play are the difference makers in this game, but Jefferson is incredible and fun to watch. That is true, bro. Chris, that's absolutely true. Round two against them in the Super Bowl, hashtag go Bills. This could very well be a Super Bowl preview for this year. It could be the Bills and the Vikings. And one of these teams, I would love that. Just for one of these teams, two teams that are devoid of a Super Bowl championship that have both gone four times, it would be amazing storybook for one of them, the Bills, to come away with a Super Bowl championship, and then one of them, the Vikings, to lose their fifth. That would be amazing. Jeff Hartman at Go Bills 1958. Knock the ball down. Kick the field goal. Can't run the ball when they need to. Questionable play calling in the second half. Need Poyer and Trey White back. Bro, I agree with you. Greasy at Cam Greasy. Heartbreaker, but add Poyer, White, Elam, and Edmonds to this defense. Do we get the same result? I'm okay with sacrificing a few games for guys to get fully healthy because our season starts in January. Hopefully that takes some stress off QB1 too, and he plays less hero ball. Appreciate the comment, Greasy. DJ Burn It All Chavez at DJ Chavez. Josh Allen needs to figure it out. This game rests on his shoulders. Can't blame the elbow either. Those were two awful interceptions. In the red zone, no less, bad decisions. There's not a whole lot I can say to respond to that because you're 100% right. Bill S. at Crazy Bill, C-R-Z-Y Bill. Why can we run it in the first and not the second? What have the opponents figured out? This loss is like a Dyson vacuum. It sucks, is what he's saying. I agree. Anthony at Cattle Dog Dad, Buffalo Sports, and he's got a gif here that says, "Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again." I could sing the whole song for you, but I won't. He added, "In this darkness, I will say, let's go Bills and Sabres. Pour yourself another whiskey. I'll be working on my Wild Turkey. Rare breed. It's my annual November bourbon whiskey. We will get through this, Buffalo fans." I'm just going to say real quick, because I've been asked recently, as much as I drink bourbon on this show or whiskey on this show every Sunday, I don't really drink beer in the summertime. There's something about, for me, beer in the summertime that just doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me. On a nice hot day, a beer is great. I do like a beer with a steak, but for all intents and purposes, when it comes to wintertime, cold weather, I need something that's a little bit different. So yeah, and right now I'm drinking Bullet. So yeah, in case anybody's wondering, I know I get asked that question all the time too. Like, what do I like and what do I drink? Tonight, drinking Bullet. Nicole Nicosia at Nick Media 246. We had momentum in the second half. Should have kicked an easy field goal on fourth and two. Added the score. Keep our progress going. The ensuing interception was a killer. Poor decision. Morale-breaking decision. I agree with you. Somebody actually retweeted that, so they agreed to. Johnny O at JD77742869. Losing faith in Josh and maybe McDermott is not the one to get them over the hump. Johnny, I'd ask you to pump the brakes a little bit. Oh, and no way in hell OBJ is coming to this disaster of a team. Disaster. The wheels have come off for Johnny. If anybody's wondering, the wheels have completely come off for Johnny O. So this team is trash. He's lost faith in Josh. McDermott is not the coach. OBJ is not coming here, and it's over. Like, it's completely over for Johnny O. Just somebody, if there's a family member listening or that knows Johnny O, please give Johnny a call, because somebody might need, one of his loved ones might need to check on Johnny right now. That's just a public service announcement. Karen hashtag Let's Go Bills at Go Sabres Bills. She says, I just words. Nope. Welp. Exhales. Cry face. At least we're only 6-3, even though it feels like we should be 3-6. Going for a long walk right now. Hopefully she's back and watching the show. Tim Ashenfelter at Tim 940-32520. What's to say? Knock the ball down, Lewis. She's talking to Cam Lewis. Game over. Bills were bad in situational football. My Calico Cat's coming back. Joe Marino would be so happy right now. The Bills were bad in situational football all game. Coaches Allen and the defense tired of the repetitive theme. You know what, bro? I can't say that I necessarily disagree with you on that one. Autumn, my friend, good friend, Autumn at AutumnRE_sports. Good to see you, Autumn. Disappointed, tired, and drained. The same mistakes. The offense in the first half was candy. Gives the okay sign. And in the second half, it was the opposite for the third week in a row. I hope they truly figure out what's up and not just say every week after every loss that they'll learn from this. It is getting a little bit, Oh, at Fuzzy in the Rust Belts, my guy, Joey Thurston from Fuzzy in the Rust Belts. If the Buffalo Bills don't get mad when I screw up a song, why should I get mad when they blow a football game? The only difference is they get paid millions and we don't. Fuzzy in the Rust Belts, bringing the comedy to the show. Paul Moon at Paul or at P Mooner 44. I'm disappointed for sure. They need to get their act together. I really think they get too much into their own heads. They need to get back to playing and having fun. That's what they get. That's when they play great. I agree. Bills Media 716 on to Cleveland, and he's got the gif where the little kid's laying over the wall, and somebody just pats him on the back. I think that's Cleveland. I'm not sure. Natalie at Natalie 074-50264. Sad and in denial. Also kind of mad at the ref for not calling that hold on Knox right there. Wouldn't you? James Alexander Perks at MRJ Perks 6789, all the way from the UK. I'm absolutely broken. I went through every emotion possible. The one that stuck is anger from being 27-10 going into the fourth quarter and to losing by three in overtime is unacceptable. There were too many errors from all over and, there were too many errors from all over to single on to see basically to basically point out or to basically focus on is what he's trying to say. But ultimately the buck stops with QB1, and that's where people are going to be. People are going to blame this on Josh. I don't know that I can. I think it's a full team loss. I don't know that I can just put the blame on Josh Allen. At the end of the day, like I said, you can say that Josh Allen, if he doesn't make that first interception or the second one, they win. But the reality is if the defense makes a stop on one of those scoring drives in the second half, the Bills win. Period. End of story. Pamela at Pamadonna, my girl, confused. In the big picture, I think they played great and they should have won this one, where last week we sucked the whole game and deserved to lose. We lost because of bad coaching decisions and horrible mistakes from Josh in the red zone. D injury is obviously an issue. She's not wrong, y'all. Sal Fresco at El Pinche Sal. How are you feeling? He says, go F yourself. How's that? Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical. Xavier Stutz at XCS713. I'm sick of the only team that can beat us is the Bills. Or the only team that can beat the Bills is the Bills. So, Xavier, you're mad at me. Narrative. The injuries have gotten to us, and we've dropped to a middle-of-the-pack team. Still have Super Bowl aspirations, but damn, we need to clean it up and get healthy. You're not wrong. I agree. Norm Herm at Norm_Herm. Coaching staff effed us. Man, a lot of vulgarity tonight. Bills Mafia. Rated R Bills Mafia in this show. Again, JP Bill 6-3 at the_JIPP. Like trash, but this was the life of a long... Wait. Like trash, but this is the life of a lifelong Bills fan. Oh, he feels like trash. Gotcha. He feels like trash, but this is inevitably the life of a lifelong Bills fan. Got it. Took me a minute. British Bulldog, another UK fan at British Bill, B-I-L-L-D-A-W-G. I don't know what's happened in the locker room since the bye week, but this team needs to shake it off fast. The team that showed up, the past few weeks is not a championship team. They're barely a playoff team. They can get it right, and I really, really hope they do. I agree. Richard Rush, my guy, at Richard R. Rush. He feels sick. Ben at underscore official Swami. Does Cam Lewis not know how to bat it down? Defensive back 101. Highlight reels, bro. Follows it up with another tweet that says, we're one-dimensional. What's the point of the Hines acquisition? I like Nyheim Hines. I don't know that they know what to do with him yet. Clearly, I hope they didn't make that trade just to have a punt returner. And clearly, I hope they don't keep Duke Johnson up just to be a kick returner. And clearly, I hope they don't keep Taiwan Jones just to be a gunner. It's just, yeah, I'm not sure they know what's going on there. Yosh Schmengi at Bills GMDY, which I believe is Bills game day. You're up 17 with 2 minutes to go in the third, and you can't run the ball. So it's Josh running around making plays, but your margin for errors is very thin despite the lead. You can't rush the passer. Our guys are out. The opponent takes full advantage. Their guys are out. You don't even notice. He's not wrong. John Fina at John Fina. Ugh. That's how John Fina feels. Just simply ugh. Jed Smith at Design Smiths. Ken Dorsey can't run three pass plays in a row on short to go plays while sitting with a comfortable lead. Run the ball and run the clock. And that's a big part of the Ken Dorsey argument that I had. The Vikings played right into the Bills' hands. Like in the fourth quarter, they had a 6.5 or a 7-minute drive that kind of drained the clock. The Bills should have had no problem winning this football game, except for the fact that we kept throwing the football, stopping the clock on incomplete passes. Dirty Harry 58 at Dirty Harry 5827. I cheered through 4 Super Bowl losses and the drought and say every year, this is our year. Still have confidence in this team. Go Bills. I do too, bud. Buffalo Bills 439 at Bills 439. Here ball strikes again. Adla Bills, Adlilla Bills at A-D-L-A-L-I Bills. I'm feeling like we really need to open the conversation about this coaching staff. McDermott, Frazier, and Dorsey are all failing on so many levels. Situational football, terrible. Refusing to change, terrible. Yes, Allen was bad, but where's the responsibility on the coaches? It's a question that's got to be asked. For some reason, John Fina is asking me if I've uploaded the show yet. John, we're recording it right now. Hope you're watching. Bills Pro at Bills Pro underscore. I'm glad they had the game before the playoffs. Had that game before the playoffs, I should say. We will need to make a play in that situation to beat Kansas City. That's absolutely true. JR333 at Golf Guy JR. They are in trouble, plain and simple. It goes much deeper than injuries. Ronnie at Ronnie East M. Frustrated, confused, and would like some fans to remove any references of the Buffalo Bills from their Twitter account, as they are an embarrassment to Bills Mafia. I'm trying to scroll back to a super chat that I got. I found it. So I'm going to hit that in a second, James. Just give me a moment. Nicole at NM Bernard Payne, she says. Mrs. KCB at Ophelia FL Payne. I'm physically exhausted. I don't think to take the safety. But I'm not paid to be there. She was saying, so where the Bills fumbled that ball, why not just take the safety and kick the ball back to him? Also would have been a better strategy than to try to quarterback sneak it. It is what it is. Payton, my guy Payton, who's actually in the show right now, 44 seconds ago, he tweeted, it looks like. I've seen this team suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks to ever suck. Man, did they suck. Red Dog at Thornberry Wild. Something is obviously wrong. Obviously. RK Fast. At RK Fast 2, I would like a direct answer as to why the Bills all-pro cornerback wasn't active. If he cannot play, okay, but put him on IR and explain why. Can't necessarily disagree. Joseph Goho at Joe Goho. Something is more wrong with Josh's head than with his right arm. Inexcusable end zone fumble and end of game interception at Nate Geary Sports. Not sure what is happening with him. What does he say? Someone in Bills content land needs to take off the rose-colored glasses on McDermott. Joe Miller Wired was highly critical of 13 seconds, and head coach remains a huge issue to getting over the hump with this roster. That said, the entire secondary were backups today, and it showed. Well, thank you for the shout-out. I do my best to keep people honest. Rob Lewis at Rob underscore Lewis 79. It's a second-half issue. We had the game won, and then we let them back in. Failure to play 60 minutes. That's absolutely true. That was actually my story of the game, which I didn't even get to. Football happens, long season, going to continue to be healthy and peak at the right time. That was Dean Henson at Dino Henson. How many are left? Good Lord, people. Just a couple. Where was that one at? Dino Henson. Dino. Oh, there we go. We got like three left. JBrow80 at JBrew. That's funny. JBrow80 is his name. At JBrew38 is his handle. First half offense was great. Need to continue to use the players available like Shakir, IMAC, Knox, Davis, etc. Stop playing hero ball. And he's got the emoji that's swearing. Evan at Water Friction. It's one game. I'm not worried about the division. And the division opponents can have their moment to think they're hot shit, he says. This is one of three games I was okay with losing. 13-4, 14-3, still realistic. But damn, that one kind of hurt. Agreed. Wilhelm Steintz, Jay Whistler, season's not over. A lot of games left, but any talk of home field or expecting a division title is misplaced. Reset the expectations. This is a wild card team and currently not as good as Miami. Chuck at B-Bills 17B, how about showing up in the second half? Bunch of turd emojis. Tubby T. At Tubby T, message to McDermott and Dorsey, that Moneyball crap ain't going to play here. And then the last, oh no, it says show more replies. Jim at Jimmy A073, he says he feels like death. And then there is one more. Eric Gaughan says, at Mick Higgs, he says, the gif, I just feel awful. Those are your tweets, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Mafia Monday. Let's go.
When the crave calls, the only thing better than one White Castle cheese slider is 10 of them packed with 10 times the melty cheese and 100% savory beef. So get your hands on 10 cheese sliders for only $7.99 for a limited time. Because whether you've got a big group or a big appetite, the only way to follow your crave is with 10 delicious cheese sliders. Now just $7.99 for a limited time, only at White Castle. Follow your crave. Tax not included.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.